Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host,
Vincent the Bay.
Vincent the Bay.
Vincent the Bay.
Hi there, honey. I'm number one-y.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Friday edition of Disorderly Conduct. It's Free Ball Friday, May 27th, 2011. Congrats, everybody. You made it. Shouts out to the early chit chatters, Almighty Sports Show, Hugh G. Rection, and Stabby McHugs. And also Donnie C. getting in right under the buzzer here. And ATM Be Cool. Everybody filing in right now. Appreciate the fellers getting in the chat room early. I like that name, Stabby McHugs. That might be, you might be up for Chit Chatter chat room name of the night. That's a pretty epic name, bro. So shouts to Stabby McHugs. Anyway, getting the part of the ball rolling here. Yeah, that's Free Ball Friday. That means you should be wearing pants, but no underpants. Should not be pantless. Pantless Saturday starts in about an hour. But for those of you who are not familiar with Free Ball Friday, there is a Free Ball Friday theme song. And I will try to cue that up here for you in just a second here. Yeah. If you want to join me, the lines are wide open. It's open lines. I got no agenda tonight, as per usual. And yeah, whatever. It is what it is. Give me a call, 347-826-7667. It's Free Ball Friday.
All right, from the top, free balling.
She's a good girl. Loves her mama, loves Jesus, and America too. She's got big tits, crazy about humping. She loves bareback and a vibrator too. It's a long day living in the Bay. It's a long day, 'cause I got a big penis. There's a hippie running through the yard, and I'm a bad boy, 'cause I don't even miss her. I'm a bad boy for wearing no underpants, 'cause I'm free, free balling. Yes, I'm free, free ballin'. Yes, I'm free, free ballin'.
That's right, I'm wearing any underpants tonight, kids. I hope you aren't either. That's because I'm free. Free ballin'. That's when you're wearing pants with no underpants. Try it sometime. Enjoy it. Be liberated.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Call in now, biatches, 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
For the nigga who be talking loud and holding his dick, talking shit, he better lay low. For the bitch that said I got some shit up out of my dick, now she think she better lay low. For the niggas who be claiming my hood and really ain't for my gang, lay low. I hope he don't be thinking I'm just talking and I won't do a thing. Really hope so.
Aw, yeah. You already know what it is. It's Vince in the Bay back with you for another 2 hours here. I'll be your audio erotic host here on Blog Talk Radio. If you want to join me, it's real easy to do. You just dial that numero. You can also connect via Skype. There's a Skype button. It's kind of hard to see, I think. If I'm not mistaken, it's kind of just like a little, tiny little S, like the Skype icon S, whatever that deal is, you know what I'm talking about? Anywho, shouts out to the chat room. Starting to fill in a little bit here. Oh, we got Mouse in the house. Wow. Hey, Mouse, it's nice to see you up at this hour. If you want to join me, I don't have a co-host at the moment. So if you would like to jump on board here, Kishu hasn't showed up yet. I don't know if she's going to, I don't know what the hell her deal is. She's probably, I don't know, scarfing down a double-decker cheeseburger. So I am in need of a co-host, Mouse. You're more than welcome to fill in until she gets here. Or fuck it, you know, you could just be the co-host. It's all good. And Dick Burns in the building. Got some dick in the building. It's good to know. The Skype button. Well, see, that's the thing. I don't know how it works with connecting to Blog Talk Radio via Skype if you don't have already have a prepaid account. The one luxury for me having a paid account here at Blog Talk Radio is whenever I connect through Skype through the website here, I don't lose any Skype credit. So that's already factored into my prepaid thing. So that's one of the perks of, you know, getting a paid membership. And I have to admit it that my overall quality of service has improved since I started paying. Absolutely. Things are not quite as buggy. And it's still BTR, it's still buggy, but nowhere near what it used to be. And I have a caller here on a blocked number, 111. You're on the air. What's up?
Hey, what's up, man? It's Dick Burns.
Oh, right on. Dick, what's up, dude?
Not much. Just going to work on my blog. Loaded up with content, baby.
Sweet, dude. That's what I love, man. You just always content. Every time I talk to you, it's something new. I just opened up Twitter, and I bounced off her really quick that you had something there. I didn't focus on it. What was that? What's the newest post you have?
Well, I wanted to drop in some Mexican drug cartel beheading footage. So,
oh, fuck yeah.
I got two up now. I'm going to post this awesome fight on YouTube. It'll probably get taken down. It usually does. So I'm putting that on a side account. And but, yeah, it's a brutal, like, fight. It's like this Mexican guy gets his bike stolen by a white kid, go figure, and then two-on-one just beat down in this backyard. It's awesome.
I always expect the best from Dick Burns. Quality content, definitely get you definitely get the most bang for your buck with Dick Burns.
Oh yeah, you get what you pay for. My shit's free, son. Yeah, you want Dick, you get Dick.
Fucking spam that shit in the chat room, dude. Let's see if these people can stomach this shit.
I'll definitely spam the YouTube video. Maybe I'll post like a tiny URL or something to go to my site or some shit. But yeah, we can go from there. But you know, Dick Burns got that gore, baby.
Gorecore. That should be like there is gorecore. That's already a genre, right?
I'm pretty sure it's probably really brutal death metal.
If you had a band, it'd be gorecore. You'd create that genre.
I actually did a death metal band. Like, it was my first band when I was a teenager, and we called ourselves Dumpster Diving at the Abortion Clinic.
Nice. I used to dumpster dive. When I was living in New York City, I used to hang out with a bunch of these granola hippie chicks that, like, didn't shave and stuff, but they were, like, really cool, and they were fucking really cute. And anyways, so they were into, like, dumpster diving and stuff, like, hanging out outside of, like, health food stores and waiting for a certain hour when they put out all their outdated produce. And I did a whole video on it. It was actually an interesting little subculture that goes on. Like, you'd be actually really amazed at the profile of individual that just happens to wander by that particular spot at that particular hour, because it's like this little window of like 5 or 10 minutes where the health food store puts out the produce to be thrown away and taken away by the garbage truck. And there's maybe like a 5 or 10 minute window between them putting it out and the truck coming and taking it away. So folks just kind of congregate around this 1 hour, and it happens like this everywhere, but whatever. This is this one place I was exposed to. And it's a lot of homeless hippie types, but then there's like housewives, people that look like just like seemingly normal people that you would, you know, pass on the street and think that they're like, you know, typical, upper middle class, probably doing just fine, whatever, have two kids and 2.5 kids, the white picket fence, all that. People that look like that just happen to stroll by and slow down and, oh, look at this, I have some plastic bags in my pocket. And
everybody's dumpster diving.
Yeah, man, it's, well, in New York City, if you're not a fucking millionaire, you got to find some way to survive. Insanity. But yeah, man, I can relate to it. I don't know where I was going with that. Your shit had something. All right, Mouse is here. All right, Mouse is ready. Mouse is going to be filling in for Kishu tonight, who is, I think she's having a hangover from eating one too many quadruple double cheeseburgers. So, Mouse, what's up?
Hey, Vince.
Ooh, hey, baby.
Hey, how's everybody?
I'm doing fantastical now that you're here.
Oh, you make me feel so special.
Well, that's because you are, darling.
So what's going on tonight?
Nothing much. It's the late night Friday, Free Ball Friday edition of the program.
Free Ball?
I hope you're not wearing any underpants, Mouse.
Well, that's one of the things I like to protest against. I don't do underwear.
Ooh.
Kind of go commando over here.
Well, then you're going to fit right in here on our panel tonight, honey. That's exactly how it's supposed to be played here on the program.
Yeah, all that stuff just, I mean, that shit is just a handful. Thongs, granny panties, you know, lace draws. It just gets in my damn way.
Oh, damn. Okay. Yeah. You know, you got to do what you got to do.
I mean, you agree, right? I mean, who wants
I
to sit
fully
there
endorse
like...
it. You know, in fact, hell, it could just be free ball every day as far as I'm concerned. It seems
pretty
like
much.
Yeah, it seems like how you do it.
Huh?
I don't know. Like, chicks leak. I mean, you know, they should probably wear something down there. Like, chicks... Ooh.
Well, can't they just put, like, a cork in there or something that will just absorb all that shit?
Yeah, that would be tampons.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, exactly. Bingo. There, just keep that up there.
I knew a girl that used to get blackout drunk at the bar, and so what she would do, because she couldn't trust herself and she was a hoey drunk, she would put a tampon in so she would know whether or not she got fucked the night before.
Wow. If you have to get that drunk, then... No, you shouldn't get that drunk.
You might as well just get too drunk to fuck. Pass out.
I like that chick. I like that chick, though, because I would always offer to give her rides home, but I started to lure to replace the tampon, so we were all good.
Have it halfway in.
Just the tip, baby. Just the tip.
I had a friend that would get drunk to where she would, like, fall out in the middle of the sidewalk or something like that. My first night going out with her, I didn't know how she was, so me and her both ended up wasted. Yeah, it was embarrassing. I had on draws that night, though. I made sure of that. She didn't.
Wow, I think you're going to make me start to have to wax my carrot, as Ghost would say. I have to do that prematurely. I usually don't do it to the second hour, but goddamn it, Mouse, you're turning me on.
Oh, not so soon. Pace yourself.
Trying to hold it in.
Okay.
Hold it back, I mean, hold it down. Down, boy. Down, boy!
You want me to tell it to go down?
No, if you tell it anything, it's not going to go down. Speaking of that, Hugh G. Rection is in the chat room. So is Carl Barks, lady from New Jersey, Mouse, wanting or somebody else, and Stabby McHugs, Almighty Sports Show, ATMB Cool, Dick Burns, Donnie C., and a couple of guests. Nice little turnout here on a Friday night. We're just getting underway. Still the first hour. Fucking lines are open. Dick Burns is on the panel. So is Mouse and myself. ATM Be Cool is laying low in the cut. ATM, do you want to pop in here? Do you have anything you want to add?
No, not at the moment.
All right. So you know about pressing 1, though, right? If you want to jump in, you just press 1. Earth to ATM Be Cool. Do you hear me?
I pressed 1, motherfucker.
You did, or you you know how to do it. All right, whatever. I'm just going to leave you alone. I shouldn't have even talked to that guy. My bad. He's just listening and minding his bit. You know what? I hate that. That happened to me today. I was on the Cannabis Monk show earlier. And, it was when you and Goofy, it was right after you and Goofy were on. Or Goofy was on. I don't know if you were on with him, but Goofy was on there with. Yeah, it was Goofy with Miss Computer Lady. Yeah, they went on there to say hi to hot Janelle.
Yeah.
And I was hanging out just listening. I was actually eating a falafel. I was at the falafel joint, just hanging out, listening to my headphones on the phone, on the line, not my hand not raised, just minding my business, eating my falafel, listening to hot Janelle talk about the disaster in Joplin, Missouri.
Right.
So Goofy goes on there, and you know Goofy's, is he always drunk? Is that guy always drunk?
I don't like
to be honest with me, Mouse. I really want to know: is this guy always just fucked up? Is he an alcoholic? Does he need intervention?
For me, drunk is such a vulgar term. I like to use the word tipsy. The way you have a lot of leeway, you know, you're just a little bit drunk.
Well, all right, yeah. Well, he can. It seems like he can hold his own you know, old as alcohol, obviously. it seems like he's always hitting the sauce. In fact, right now, I think the reason why he's not here is because he's passed out, probably.
I'm surprised that I'm on the show this late. Because over here, it's 2:20.
How come you're not out breaking hearts tonight, baby?
I don't break hearts.
You break mine every night.
I collect them, but
you're not here.
No, usually I'm passed out, you know, like at 1:20 with the computer still on and my cell phone in my hand in the middle of a text, but I'm surprised I'm still awake. But, I'm not out. Oh, go ahead.
What's that, Jack?
I was just going to say that YouTube, the instant ban that video, now I have one more knock against my account, which is, I usually get 2 strikes and then I make a new YouTube, but...
YouTube has definitely upped their technology. They already have image recognizing bullshit. What you probably need to do is trim it and export it as a separate movie or something, so it doesn't have the same codec and encryption and all that bullshit, so it doesn't read it as the exact same video. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But don't worry, Mega Video's got my back. Like they let me put up. I actually pay them to host videos, so I'm a big fan of Mega Video. They like give you so much room. Like I uploaded like a gig and a half, 21-minute WMV file, and they stream it for me all the time. That Obama or Osama bin Laden video that I made was fucking nobody was gonna like host that, and they did, and I'm happy to pay them.
Dude, oh yeah, absolutely.
And not to mention, they have this like program, like a rewards program there and stuff like that. And every time people like view your stuff and they give you points for that, and they can be redeemed for money. Like, I mean, if you're like a baller ass Mega Video star, if you can redeem, 10 million points, they're going to give you $10,000. If you can get a million reward points, it's like $1,500. So, it seems pretty doable considering the amount of, points that I've been getting so far. I think I'm on my way to that, but we'll see. I'm definitely on the Mega Video bandwagon. Oh, not to mention, they give you an account for Mega Upload, too, so you can, upload, a gig file for people. They give you multiple accounts on different sites that they have, so it's, so worth it.
Oh, damn. I like anything with the word mega involved, so I'm down. Mega Upload, sign me up.
Hell yeah.
It's Vince at the Bay hanging out with Mouse and Dick Burns. If you want to join us, there's plenty of room. 347-826-7667. I'm going to take a little break here, and we're going to pause to hear some words from our good friend here in the Bay Area, Mr. Too Short.
Youngster from the 80s, you know what I'm saying? You know, young cats now in the new millennium. I was youngster in the 80s, and we had the opportunity of seeing crack cocaine ushered in the game right in our face. You know, right before my era, what they used to call freebase, which is also known as rock cocaine, which was also elevated to be the new thing that you call crack cocaine, the crack epidemic. Before the mid-80s, that was like the rich people's high, you know what I'm saying? Rock cocaine was the rich people high. If you was a little nigga on the streets, you was not entitled to freebasing, what we call crackheads now. That was a reputable, you know, niggas who even did that got looked up to. But, you know, later in the game, man, it's just like, you know, we had a nice little era in the 80s. I come out of high school with class of 84. You know, a lot of cats I came out of school with became kingpin crack cocaine dealers. You had that choice. It didn't matter your size or nothing. It just mattered how you got that money, and then that money enabled you to become the gangster you wanted to be or the entrepreneur, whatever you wanted to be. But in the 80s, it was a setup. And a lot of niggas don't know it was a setup. It was a setup because it was given to you. The cocaine was given to you in a form. It was a rich man's high. Then it was given to you on the street level. It was told to you how to break it down, how you rock it up, how you take the powder, turn it to a rock, how you take the rock, chip it down in $10 pieces, whatever, and get that money. That was a given formula. And that right there was the setup. So when niggas finally got down to realizing how to cook it, break it down, sell it, niggas got rich. Niggas got rich quick, but as fast as niggas got rich, they gave us the guns. Before that, it was 38 to 32, 45, all these little six shots, kind of pistols, shotguns and shit. But when the crack came, then showed up the 50 clip, the banana clip, the Glock started getting made with the 17 shot. Like, you know, the AK is the same weapons they put out in the Middle East. It's the same weapons they put out on the East Side. Same, you know what I'm saying? It's the same weapons they gave the niggas to fight each other. Same thing they did in the Middle East to fight over the Holy Land and shit. It's the same weapons, AK-47. Chopper, that was the ghetto weapon. So when niggas got the gas, then they like, okay, I got the crack, I got all this money to protect, now I got a 50 clip. Come fuck with me, I'm gonna blast you up with my 50 clip. The other niggas was like, oh, you a little nigga. I know you didn't used to be nobody. Now you rich with crack, you was nobody. The other niggas got the 50 clip.
Oh my God.
And they going to rob niggas. Earl.
Hey, God, what's up,
buddy? You remember before the world went crazy?
I go on and on, can't understand how I last so long. I must have superpowers, rap 225,000 hours. Get a calculator, do the math. I made 1,000 songs that made you move your ass. And for the last 300 months, I made 16 albums with me on the front, and they bump. Where you get your beats? I heard 93 rappers say bitch like me. Two singers and 10 comedians, and I'm still gonna yell it every time you see me in. What's my favorite word?
Bitch.
Why they gotta say it like short?
Bitch.
You know they can't play on my court, can't hang with the big dog, stay on the porch. Blow the whistle. Blow the whistle. Blow the whistle. Blow the whistle. Where you get that from? Grab a mic, spit one. Let me hit that blunt. Pimp C, 8 Ball, and MJG. Keep spitting that P to the IMP. Bun B, that's Texas, baby. Ball and G, that's Memphis, baby. Short dog, that's Oakland, baby. Ain't nothing but pimping these AG. My nigga C got locked up. But these real hoes still know they got the buck. Give a fuck, nigga, what you say. Short dog, but with UGK. Do you really wanna be like me? Big game like Snoop and T.I.P. Pretty girls in the VIP. They came with Dre. They don't need ID. Blow the whistle. Blow the whistle. Blow the whistle. Blow the whistle. Your mind is gone. Your brain is laid. You've been wide awake for the last 3 days. Popping pills. It goes down for real. Don't stop. Just keep rolling downhill, crash and burn, can't stand, fall back. You're doing too much, you can't handle all that. Man, it's been way too long, time to let the whole world play your song. Like me, my shit gets around, see the country come back and hit the town. I'm in Miami, New York, and ATL, Houston and L.A., ask Dave Chappelle. Buy my rich bitch, you got it from me, and made $50 million, I'm proud of you, G. But I'm crazy, you don't wanna be like me. I come from East Oakland where the youngsters get hype. Blow it. Blow the whistle. Blow the whistle. Blow the whistle.
Yeah, yeah.
Too short. Up all night, baby. Album number 16. Y'all can't fuck with that.
Oh yeah, get your hands up. Oh yeah, ladies, shake those rumps. Oh yeah, it's all about love tonight, kiddos. No hate. We're not hating tonight, all right? No hating in the bay, yo.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay.
Let's stop hating in the Bay. Here's my CD, by the way. In your deck, press play. Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the Bay. Here's my CD, by the way. In your deck, press play. Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the Bay.
Call in now, biatches. 347-826-7667. And now your host, Vince in the Bay.
Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the Bay. Here's my CD, by the way. In your deck, press play. Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the Bay. Here's my CD, by the way. In your deck, press play. Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the Bay. Here's my CD, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Check out his CD, yo. Yeah, man. Stop hating in the Bay. It's Vince in the Bay. Back with Mouse and Dick Burns. And I have a huge erection in my chat room. That's huge erection. Oh, boy.
Wow, I never noticed that.
Carl Barks was in the building for a second, and then he died. What the hell was that all about? I was about to come back on the air and give a shout-out to Carl Barks, who was giving me all this love in the chat room. We were, like, doing the hearts back and forth. And Carl Barks started crying, and then I came on, and he disappeared. What the fuck?
What did you do then?
I don't know about that, but I know that Too Short jam is off the chain, son.
That's right, man. Fucking Too Short is where it's at. He's actually, I think, technically staying in Atlanta now. I mean, he's the Bay through and through. You could take the short dog out of the Bay, but you can't take the Bay out of the short dog. You know what I'm saying? Short Dizzle. Short is net.
I wonder how many girls that guy's been with.
You girls, as in you mean bitches?
I wonder how many hoes Too Short bang.
No, they're bitches, dude. They're bitches with that man. Oh, you haven't heard the freaky tales? You
want to
hear the? Have you even heard the freaky tales?
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah,
it's ugly.
He's always getting hoes, man.
Oh yeah, I'd like to create a couple of freaky tales with you one of these days, Mouse.
Let's get it.
Really? For real?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God.
Yes, you know you're my boo.
Oh my God, yes. Oh, I just pre-came.
So soon.
Who the heck is Jim Conway?
I'm a two pump show. Oh yeah, me and Ghost. We're gonna get down, get freaky here. Hey Mouse.
Yeah.
Are you good at doing that, like that bounce dance where that dance where the girls get the booty up in the air and then kind of shake it up and down and just get that jelly wiggling type of looking thing going on? You know what I'm talking about?
Oh yeah, I can do that.
Wow.
I'm a very talented person, so there's like very little things that I can't do.
Oh damn. Okay, Pixar, it's not true.
Huh?
You have to get on cam, or you have to get the fuck out.
Yeah. Pixar didn't happen.
Yeah, Pixar didn't happen.
Or
get the fuck out.
I don't have pictures on this computer.
Okay. Oh wow, she's already with the technology. She's cammed up for me already. My goodness. I didn't even know they had this feature. I didn't realize they had this feature on Blog Talk Radio. You can do this? Holy shit. Wow, that's a nice, round, firm butt region there you have, Mouse. is that a wide-angle lens? How do you get that all in the frame at the same time? That's amazing. Do you have a cameraman there? What the hell's going on? Am I getting charged for this?
Yeah, everybody got to hustle.
Holy shit. Oh my God, this is some professional lighting and shit, and you got the green screen in the background.
You
right
see
now, it's all
my toes?
Boom.
I'm gonna take that as a yes.
I'll be right back. Stay right there. No, go. Don't move.
No. I mean, not you, Mouse. You stay right there. I'm at the show. I'll be right back. Show, Mouse. Yeah, just stay right. Hang on.
What the heck is he doing?
Oh, don't know. Hold on, let me do the splits for him just in case he's watching. I don't know if he is or not. Starting to work up a sweat.
You're working up a sweat?
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of activity I'm doing over here.
Oh, snap.
All right, fuck you, Blog Talk Radio. I didn't know this fucking feature worked. That it existed before. You can video chat people on Blog Talk Radio. This is insanity. I just fucking faffed on my show to Mouse on camera on Blog Talk. I had no idea. I thought you had to go on Skype to do this shit.
I didn't even realize they bought it back. I know before they used to have that.
Wow. Oh, man.
Did you like?
Oh, that was very. I owe me like you. Oh wow! So, folks, if you don't know how to do what Mouse and I just did, I think what you have to go into private chat, and then there's settings, and then there's like the when you're in the private chat, there's a little icon in there. You see like a font options, smiley face, predefined message, and then. Bingo, the little webcam chat. And you just cam up right there through that. They accept you and bingo. Oh, damn. Right,
you know,
do you want to get on?
Song,
what's that?
You know that one song by Sierra? It's called Ride.
No, what's not familiar.
You haven't seen that video?
Oh, put the link in the chat. Let me check it out.
I don't have all that up, Vince.
All right, fine. What's the name of it? I'll look it up. No, no,
it's called Ride.
Ride?
Yeah.
A Sierra?
Mm-hmm. Sierra.
Oh, yes, it is.
If I was a dude, that would be my girlfriend. Hell, it would just be my girlfriend.
Mm. Featuring Ludacris?
Yeah. But it's the way she dances that is so damn sexy.
Interesting. This is it?
You can't watch it now. You leave me hanging.
That's her singing like really, really slowed down. Like she sounds like she's a fucking devil. Are you kidding me? It's her.
I don't know who cares about that. Just watch her dance.
Are you kidding me? It sounds like Satan.
Okay,
that's
well, fast
Sierra?
Forward that part. No, that's not her voice.
What the fuck was that? That was terrible. God damn it, Mouse. What kind of music are you into? I don't know.
They will mute it and just watch her dance.
Thank God you have a nice butt. What?
They mute it and watch her dance.
All right, I'll watch this. Oh, wow.
I'm trying to show you where my talent lies, like where I get it from.
Huh, this is your inspiration? Let's see this.
Yeah.
They always play some gay-ass crap when they force you to play, watch some gay, some faggots playing pool for 30 seconds and singing about. Oh wow, I like this. God damn, is she naked or is what's up?
See.
Oh, that's pretty hot. Yeah, that is her singing though. That demonic voice.
That's not her singing. That's not what she sounds like. Silly.
Oh, damn.
You better not go get off on her now.
Oh, man. No, I'm okay. After I fap, I'm usually good for another 20 minutes, half an hour. I won't get like horny enough to squirt one out again for at least another half hour. So we're good.
Okay.
Plus, you did me really good. That was like, I'm glad I screen captured that. And I'm just going to watch that again later after the show.
Go ahead.
Good times. Hey, if you want to join me, myself and Mouse and Dick Burns, the number's 347-826-7667. Don't be shy. Don't be bashful. I'm now going to pause for a quick break to let our affiliates in Santiago, Chile, tuning in through radio through our affiliate there at WXLRTWTF in Santiago, Chile. Shouts out to them. Let's pause for them to identify themselves.
Análisis de forma de vida completado. La especie es destructiva, invasora, nociva, peligrosa para la integridad del todo. El hombre.
This next segment is also brought to you in part by Palmolive. Keeping your hands young while you do the dishes. If you do the dishes. 347-826-7667 is the numero. It's, what is it? What weekend? Some holiday weekend, right?
I believe it's Memorial Day.
Memorial Day weekend. Okay.
Yeah. Sounds
Let's
right.
See. Oh, great. What the fuck is Dick Burns spamming in my what? I don't get it. Why are you spamming a logo for 4chan? What's the purpose of that, Dick Burns?
I put a link. What are you talking
Whoa,
about?
Whoa, and I just clicked on it. Sexy. I like that. Gives you options.
We got some trap going down up in that Vincent Bay chat room, baby. All
I missed
day
it.
Trap
I missed
time.
It. All right.
Wow.
I'm still watching Ciara. I'm still watching Ciara, like, hang out with Ludacris. She's, like, pulling, like, gum out of his jacket. And he's, like, pointing at her thighs. And, oh, my Lord.
Does she have sexy legs?
Oh, yeah. Not as sexy as yours, but close.
Thank you.
Like her hairdo. How's your hair like right now? How do you do your hair?
How do I do my hair? Different styles.
What's your favorite style? Or what's your latest thing that you're rocking?
Well, right now I have my lazy style, so it's curly.
Mm.
Yeah. I go through my phase where I wash it every day and just curls up.
It's okay. That's fine.
Well, I take advantage of it being that I'm mixed. You know, I feel good about doing it.
Mixed? Wait, what? You're a mix of what?
Panamanian.
Panamanian?
Yes.
So you're from Panama?
No, not
I mean, part
me.
Of you, part of you has heritage back to Panama.
Right.
So that's like, so there's a little bit of spicy Latina in you, a little bit, huh?
Sí, señor.
That's the connection to Goofy, I guess, huh?
I guess.
You guys connect on some sort of spicy Latin level, I guess.
Well, no, see, because Goofy, I mean, he's a Mexican that doesn't speak Spanish.
I know, what's up with that? That's a true Mexican. So stupid, he doesn't even know Spanish.
I love Goofy, though. He's silly.
Yeah,
there's been times where I thought
well.
Goofy sounded white.
We all love Goofy. We give him a hard time.
Yeah, he doesn't even have an accent, but I love him. Carl Barks, I don't know what he's talking about.
Carl Barks is a lunatic. I love Carl Barks. He's great. He's a great addition to the chat room community down there at blogtalkradio.com/Vince in the Bay. You get all kinds here late night on Blog Talk Radio, and I'm really happy to have the motley crew that I'm so privileged to have assembled in front of me here. I'm talking about you, Almighty Sports Show, ATM Be Cool, Dick Burns, Donnie C., Evan Kuzberg, Carl Barks, Lady from New Jersey, Mouse, Red Medicine, Shike, and Stabby McHuggs. So far, Stabby McHuggs is the chit-chatter name of the night if we get through the whole show. In fact, Stabby, why don't we just get this out of the way right now? Stabby, what name in town. What name in town are you from? And I'll tell you what your prize is. I always give away a prize. Oh, did I scare him away? Did he leave? No, he's here. Stabby McHuggs. McHuggs. I can't even say your name, bro. Stabby. Let's just stab. Can I just call him Stab? Yo, Stab.
Hey, yo, Stab.
Check this. Just tell me what name in town you're. I mean, sorry, the town and sit in state. I guess state and town. Whatever. Closest major municipality, it don't matter. Just let me know so I can get you your prize, bro.
Okay, so how are you, like, in the ring to get a prize? How do you, like, get a prize? the last person in the chat room?
Oh, I can get, no, I can give you, no. I was going to give him a prize for being the, having the coolest name in the chat room today.
Oh.
I also do, you could try to win a prize. I haven't done a played a game in a long time that I really love. Everybody hates, but I don't know, you might think it's fun. It's called Tongue Twisters. You want to play Tongue Twisters?
Sure.
All right, let's play Tongue Twisters.
I can twist my tongue, so let's try.
Oh, yeah, baby. Oh, I know. Yeah, we just got freaky on cam there a second ago. I know what you're capable of.
Well, that was just twisting my body.
Oh, yeah. All right, so let's play Tongue Twisters. Now, it's pretty simple. I'm going to play this little intro here and get the thing is lined up. But I'll play this little sound bite here, this little intro, and you'll get an idea of how the game goes. And if I'm just kind of vamping here because I'm trying to find. Okay, here we go. All right, we're gonna let's we got it queued up and. No, we don't have it queued up. Yes, we do. Okay, here it is. Let's play Tongue Twisters, shall we? It's time for Tongue Twisters with Vince in the Bay. Now say red leather, yellow leather 5 times fast.
Red leather, yellow leather.
Rubber baby buggy bumpers.
Rubber baby buggy bumpers.
Fat frogs flying past fast. She sells seashells by the seashore.
She sells seashells by the seashore.
Say toy boat 5 times fast.
Toy boat. Okay. Toy boat. All right.
I scream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream.
I scream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream.
Shirley shall see the sunshine soon.
Shirley shall see the sunshine soon.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Tongue Twisters, and participating tonight is the lovely, the talented Mouse. She's been my co-host tonight, and Mouse, I thank you for participating. And before we get started, I want to figure out what you're going to be playing for tonight. So I need to know what region of the country you're in. So what is the nearest municipality and state you're in?
I'm in Orlando, Florida.
You're in where, Florida?
Orlando,
Florida. Okay, perfect. Let me dial this in here. And I should have asked you this before I played that stupid song. Let's see. Orlando, Florida.
Why can't I just have you?
Oh, you already have me, baby. I just want to give you some extra love on the side with something else here.
Okay.
Let's see. Florida, huh? Yeah. Florida, hey? Let's see. Orlando. And, Hmm. I'm getting there. I'm going to find something here for you. I'm going to get something for you. Okay, I got something. All right. Okay. Tonight you're going to be playing for a black leather recliner.
Ooh.
Yeah. And so here we go. Mouse. Basically how it works, you heard the intro there.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to get three tongue twisters, and you get three chances at each tongue twister. So I'll play the tongue twister, and then after it's done playing, you repeat it. And if you get it correct, we move on. If you miss it, you get three chances at each. If you strike out three times on one, you're done, you lose. No black recliner, okay?
Okay.
All right. I know you can do this. Everybody's done this. The Skype assholes did this. They actually didn't make it. They actually didn't win. The prize for them wasn't going to be a recliner or anything. It was going to be I was going to let them take over my show they called in with like 10 minutes left to go in the show, and they're trying to, where's the Jew? Blah, 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 blah. And I was like, okay, you guys, I'll cut you a deal here. If you can successfully complete tongue twisters, I'll let you guys be unmuted for the rest of the show. Just take over. You just turn into Skype assholes for all I'm concerned. And they're like, all right, we'll do it. Where's the one eye? Blah, blah.
Where am I when this type of stuff goes down?
Oh, thankfully, asleep in my bed. Post-ravishing.
Go ahead and put me to sleep before it all happens.
Post-ravishing via Vince the Bay. Jeez, Nikki, now you got me distracted. All right, so tongue twisters. All right, let's get back to your tongue, baby. Let's have you twist it. All right, so I'm going to play the first tongue twister, and you just try to repeat it, and if you get it right, we move on. All right.
Okay.
Here we go. Tongue twister number one.
Rubber baby buggy bumpers.
Yeah, start me off with a hard one. Okay. And how many times do I have to repeat it? Five times?
No. This one you don't have to repeat. You just have to say it once correctly.
Okay. Rubber baby bubble. Yeah.
Right. You get another chance. Go ahead.
Rubber
two
baby
more chances.
Bubble.
Wait, go ahead. Start. Sorry, I cut. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Do you want me to play it again so you get some, some momentum again?
Yeah, go ahead. Rubber baby. Go ahead.
All right, here it is. Tongue twister number one.
Rubber baby buggy bumpers.
Okay. Rubber baby buggy bumpers. Rubber baby buggy bumpers.
Judges? All right, very good. Okay, let's move on. Number two.
Carl wants me to hold my tongue and say I was born on a pirate ship.
Tell him he can shove your tongue up his cornhole after the show. We're in the middle of tongue twisters right now.
I don't want to stick my tongue in his ass.
I meant mine.
Oh, okay.
You can give me a rim job after we're done. We got it. We're trying to get you a black recliner here.
Okay, yeah, right. I got to focus, Carl.
Okay, here we go. Here's tongue twister number two.
Please, Paul, pause for applause.
Please, Paul, pause for applause.
Wait, let's see. Judges? No, you don't have to say it fast. I think you just have to say it correct. Judges, did we get it? You did say it fast, but I think you said it right. Let me see. Judges, yes, no? Okay, got it. You said it fast, but you got it.
Thank you.
All right, so you got one more. One more, and you're done. This one's going to be a little bit hard. It's going to be a lot hard, but it's okay. I think you can get it.
Hello. he said, fuck you, Vince. All the guys, cross your balls for me.
Cross your balls for me. This bit never ceases to clear out the chat room. We had like something like 25 people in here, and when we started this, it's now down to the hardcore. All the passing interest parties have evacuated. They're like, what is this asshole doing? He's flirting with some chick playing tongue twisters. What a dick. He should just keep.
Am I killing it?
No, it's not you. It's not you at all.
Oh.
All right. Okay, here we go. Tongue twister number three. We're almost done. Tongue twister number three.
Lovely lilacs lure Lee to Lonely Lane.
Okay. Lovely lilacs lure Lee to I have to hear it again.
Let's try it again. Tongue twister number three.
Lovely lilacs lure Lee to Lonely Lane.
Okay, I have forgot the words. Lovely lilacs lure Lee to Lonely Lane.
Ooh, you might have got it. Judges? Hello? Hey! Oh my God, you got it. You won. Mouse is victorious. She is the winner. Congratulations, Mouse. You are the proud winner of a black leather recliner. This recliner is unfortunately not reclinable. The chair has a broken back, and it needs to be moved out ASAP. It's got kind of ripped up and shredded parts of the of some of the cushions are kind of flaked out.
Wait, so it doesn't go back?
Patched up. It's actually one of the legs is missing a peg at the bottom, so you got to like put some like I don't know like a 2x4 or something under there to kind of prop it up. But anyways, it's still fun. Other than that, it works fine. But it has to be picked up between the hours of 6 p.m. and 8 p.m. tomorrow night, and you want to ask for a guy named Randy.
If it's not fuckable, I don't want it.
And I'm going to go ahead and paste it into the chat room here for you. Wait, where the fuck did my chat room go?
Did you hear me, Vince?
What?
If it's not fuckable, I don't want it.
Oh, we can fuck on it. You and I can.
Well, that's why I said, can I lay it back? I mean.
Yeah, well, you know what? We'll just destroy it together. I'll just fuck the shit out of it.
We're going to make that shit lay flat.
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
Oh, yeah. Good times.
It's going to be great time.
I love laying the pipe with Mouse and giving her a little dick. Speaking of dick, what's going on, Dick Burns? You're quiet over there, bro. Are you fapping to this? What's up?
No, I was just trolling somebody. But, yeah, we're good. But, you guys were doing quiz games, so I was like, I'm letting you do your old thing.
Oh, thanks, Carl Barks. Carl Barks posts vinceisboring.com. That's I'm flattered. Thanks a lot. Thanks. Oh, that domain is not taken. Perfect. I'll grab that. Thanks. Appreciate it.
So mean.
I do actually have a website. Technically, I do have a website. I don't really put it out there because it's not very exciting. But once upon a time, I put together a little thing called vincesvault.com. And I got some miscellaneous videos on there. It's mostly just links to videos and audio clips, mostly music videos, and a lot of music videos that I shot. I went through a phase, I don't know, 3 or 4 years where I just shot concert footages like a motherfucker. Like I was addicted to shooting concerts, like video being a concert videographer, whatever. And so I went to I love going to live shows. That's one of my favorite things to do is just to see live shows. Doesn't matter what the music is, but as long as I like it. And I also love filmmaking. I went to film school and blah, blah, blah. So it's the ultimate marriage of the two. And for a while there, it was hard for me to go to a concert and not film it. But then after a while, you know, you get kind of annoyed when you go to concerts and everybody is filming. Like, it's really fucking pisses me off when I'm at a show and literally the entire crowd has got their goddamn phone or flip cam up in the air. And it's like, is anybody just enjoying the moment now and not worrying about capturing it for later?
Like, even though you're doing the same thing, right?
Yeah, but I was doing it more like, I was seriously documenting it, though. Like, I would go, you know, at the very least, I would set up my laptop, get a soundboard patch from the house, and, you know, have at least one decent, you know, caliber camera and get something decent. And also get a mic on the room at least and try to get a nice solid sound of the room. Okay. to mix that in with the soundboard, because sometimes, you know, it's soundboards can be funky. I've even gone so far as where I've had multi-cameras. I've done 3, 4, 5 camera shoots, 8, 16-track recording. I've done fucking hardcore. That's about as I've assisted on stuff bigger than that, but my own personal productions, I've gotten that extravagant. But mostly, you know, that doesn't mean those are the best videos either. Sometimes the videos I have the most fun doing are it's just me and my little handy cam with a little board patch in some little hole in the wall flea bag joint where it's just like my friend's band and like 3 other people. And they're just jamming out, just don't give a fuck. And I just capture some moment for them that they're stoked on and they can put on their YouTube. And fuck, maybe the next time they put that out there and somebody sees it, gets a boner, and they get 3 more people at their next show.
Okay. Let me get this straight. You're into making movies?
Oh, yeah, baby. Oh, you don't even know. You don't even know. You don't even know the half of it. Let's take some calls here. We got a area code 410 on the line. What's up?
Hey, what's up? It's Wild Goose, man.
Oh, right on, bro. What's up, man?
Yo, the reason I'm calling in from this number, I'm calling in from my cell. The other night, I spilled red wine all over my laptop, so.
Oh, no way.
That was a good night, man. That fucking blew cocks, so I have to buy another one this weekend, which sucks, but, yeah, I got to do it, especially if I'm hoping to host my show. But, yeah, man, shit happens, you know, when you party
what's
naked.
Up? Yeah, I was wondering what happened to you. I hadn't seen you around for a couple of days. It's
it's kind of a rarity, but
you got to get your technology back together.
Yeah, it kind of sucks. My computer is literally drunk right now. Like, it won't turn on. It's fucked up. It was already on its death throes, but that was the last. You know, that was the last straw. So, yeah, it's giving me an excuse to go buy a new laptop. So, yeah, whatever.
Right.
I was going to have to spend that money anyways. But, hey, no biggie. I'm having fun coming on the air on my crappy cell phone. So I'm calling from my BlackBerry, which is the going the way of the dinosaur. Nobody uses a BlackBerry anymore except for nerds. So, yeah, it's depressing.
Right on. Well, you haven't really missed that much tonight, Wild Goose. We were just talking about Ciara, and earlier Mouse and I were having a little fun on the video chat. Did you know on BTR you can do video chat connections?
Dude,
direct?
That's weird that you mentioned that, because I was just talking about that on Freedomizer. Like, I was saying it would be cool if we could, like, record our radio shows on YouTube and just, like, record it through a webcam. But they're saying, you know, you could actually do that through BTR. Is that something that's
No, I don't think that's how it works. This is more just like a direct webcam chat.
Yeah, that's what they were telling me, but, you know, it's still just as cool.
Like, check this out. I can, you know what, this is what I'll do, actually. I'll show you what I'm talking about.
Unfortunately, I can't see you on webcam, because you're apparently doing
This is a moot point for you, bro, but
yeah.
there are a handful of people in my chat room, and I am going to give them the opportunity to check out the video feature here on Blog Talk Radio. If it'll work. I don't know if that's... Is that working? Do you guys see anything?
Is that something that's new, or has that been around for a while?
No, I think it's always been here. I knew you could broadcast it out to people.
Yeah. It's just such a coincidence that you brought that up as soon as I came on the line. I was just talking about that with somebody. But, hey, that's cool. Yeah, once I get my new laptop hooked up, I think I'm going to hook up a webcam so I can bring that feature in. Because I can use that with Skype too. So it adds a new feature to the show.
Mm-hmm.
So that's fucking neat. So the interesting thing is, you know, when you go on to a lot of these talk shows, you don't know what the radio host looks like, because more times than not, they don't upload pictures of themselves. So you kind of have to guess what they look like. And you have this sort of image of what they look like in your head. But once they actually post a picture, or they post their Facebook link, it looks nothing like them. So I think it would be kind of interesting to see what people look like.
I agree.
Yeah, more times than not, you'll be disappointed. But yeah.
Oh, you won't be disappointed with Mouse. She's cuter than a little mouse.
Is Mouse in any way related to, I mean, is that Kishu? That sounds like Kishu on the line.
No, that's not Kishu. That's Mouse. Somebody. She is to Goofy Bone what Kishu is to me. She's basically Goofy's co-host, and she's filling in for Kishu tonight.
Wait, Goofy has a show? I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
What did he host?
His own show. He's got his own show. It's at 7 p.m. Pacific, so that's 10 p.m. Eastern.
Yeah, that's probably why I don't listen to it. No, I'll have to check that out.
I think what he should do, I think if I don't know what his schedule's like, but if he was smart, he would start his show right after the Ghost show. Seriously, he would get so much traffic, it would be sick. Those kids would go after him like a motherfucker. It'd be insane.
Does he feed the trolls?
He does to a certain extent. Yes, he does.
Yeah, because that Ghost, that's his shtick.
Oh, that's all he does. That's his whole shtick for sure.
Yeah.
But
now,
Goofy,
unfortunately,
What's that?
I'm not really worth trolling because I'll troll people myself. So, like, I'll have people call in and, you know, I had one troll that called in and asked for the time, and I just gave it to them. And they're like, oh, okay, and they hung up. I was like, okay, cool. But, yeah, I mean, you know, but there's the other guys that'll get pissed off. But I tend to just play along because I come from the troll community. That's how I got started on BTR, actually. Because I got linked to BTR to go troll and prank call. I think it was Desert Rose. I'm pretty sure you might be familiar with her, but they linked to her radio broadcast, and then I called in. And I was like, she's actually pretty cool. You know, maybe I'll just talk to her. That's interesting.
Yeah, I was actually present during one of these huge raids that happened on Debbie Daly.
Mm-hmm.
I just happened to be on her show that the night that she went on and got nailed by, like, it ended up being like 1,000 listeners.
Was it the Troll War 2.0, as you put it? I mean,
No, that's what's funny is there was a bunch of drama going on where, like, people were, you know, Debbie Daly and I were talking smack back and forth, and this quote-unquote troll war was happening, and people got all excited about it. And it was really nothing more than just a bunch
of... Were we all just sort of, like, instigating
it?
We
were just all talking.
Drama between
all the hosts on the late night. Johnny Cush was in on it. Debbie was in on it. Goofy was in on it. All these different BTR hosts were all a part of it. And I cut up together a little montage of like, a week's worth of shit-talking of BTR and played it one night and called it Troll Wars 2.0. And there was nobody actually trolling that show. It was more just like, hey, check this out. This is the week in shit talking, more or less,
so
on
like
BTR.
Like a recap.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, sort of. Yeah, but done in a wrapped in a Star Wars motif instead. So whatever. So the dust settles. At the end of the day, everybody's like, you know, it was all for a laugh. You know, Debbie and Vince really didn't hate each other. Nobody really, you know, it was all just for fun, whatever, blah, blah, blah.
It's interesting to see what you can get people to think by, you know, coordinating with fellow BTR hosts. And saying,
this person's
a jackass.
Yeah. So it was all good, and it was all good, and all was good. So the next night, it was like sort of like kiss and make up night, and Debbie had her show, and I came on to her show and just was hanging out with her. It was like a slow night. There wasn't a lot of people around. It was just kind of like her regulars. She was just getting warmed up. She had nobody on, so I decided to call in to keep her company until somebody else called in. And we're just hanging out, and I think I did say, all right, Debbie, I think I'm going to drop off here in a minute. It looks like you're starting to get some calls. And all of a sudden it turned into like a full-on 4chan, e-bombs, whatever, I don't know, raid. And it was a full-on assault. And we ended up taking like over 200 callers. It was insanity. It was just nonstop.
Yeah. I mean, she was talking
like
about that on one of her shows.
The thing is,
with Debbie, she kind of, I have a feeling she plays along with it more than she lets on. And she knows going on. But sometimes, you know, she'll say, oh, I don't understand why people keep trolling the chat room. I'm going to shut the chat room down. like, no, that's probably not a great idea. Because, I mean, honestly, I guarantee you, like, most of the listeners chiming in or calling in, you know, they're either going to be trolls or they're going to be people talking about the trolls, because that's what half the show is about nowadays, if not more. But I think it's interesting when you run into people that don't understand the concept of trolling, like modern freaking internet trolling. It's just like prank calling. You know, there's nothing personal about it. It's just people like griefing each other. And that's another word for trolling. But I think one of the prime examples is Melissa Hopkins. She'll call on the Debbie show, but she takes it really seriously. And I feel bad for her because I'll play along with the trolls, and she's like, oh, Travis, I thought you were above that, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, no. You know, I'm all about the trolls. I understand what they do, and I think it's funny, and I think they have every right to do what they do. But, like, I talked to her off the air for, you know, a good portion of an hour, and I was trying to explain this to her, but there's some people that just don't click with it. They don't understand that people, it doesn't take that much time out of your day to troll somebody. You know, it doesn't take all that much effort. But some people think that there's this huge internet community out there just focused on giving you shit. You know, but really, it's just a bunch of people dropping numbers in a chat room or an internet forum. That's all it is. You know, it's just random shit. But I don't take it seriously.
Yeah, I don't take any of it serious. That's why I'm not afraid to talk smack on the radio and just be stupid and go with it, because
I think it's fun.
It makes it funner. Yeah, if you, you know, Ghost is the prime example of how to feed the trolls, and but he turns it into a shtick. That's his actual.
Yeah, but he capitalizes on it, and it's kind of ironic that that's the name of the show, you know, True Capitalist Radio. But he takes advantage of the trolls, and I don't know if he's like opted into that. I know there's like there's that shareholder thing or whatever.
Revenue sharing. Like, yeah. Yeah, revenue sharing.
Yeah, revenue sharing, where you get, like, PayPal credit and get, like, 5 cents if you get 50 listeners or whatever. You know, I didn't opt into that because, you know, right now I'm on, you know, late-night radio. I'm not going to get that many listeners anyways. But
yeah,
for him,
I'm not here. Exactly,
he can
hear you.
Profit a bit from that. So
yeah, he could potentially, sure.
While at the same time sort of getting his political message out, you know, in between the lines.
Yeah,
because there are people
that
are serious about what Chad.
Yeah, that's the big troll that's going on right now that a lot of the kids don't even realize. Some of them are starting.
He plays the game so well, though.
Yeah, he does.
He
speaks their language. He speaks their language. He knows how to feed them just right, and he's getting his message across
at the same time. Out at the same time, which is awesome, you know. I don't necessarily agree with what he talks about, but, you know, I think it's awesome that he actually plays the game well, and he understands it on a level that, you know, I can never be. Yeah, but that's freaking awesome. He's the master troll, man.
Oh,
the warlock,
for sure.
If you will.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Oh, yeah. He's the best thing going on. BTR for show. It's just too bad that he doesn't get a better quality of callers, though. It's just really,
yeah, it sucks.
You know, the main reason why I call his show is because I feel bad because he's getting just only the same stupid, lame callers over and over and over and over. And it's like, how many times can you hear him cut down the same stupid kid over and over and over again, you know?
It's boring. And when I called his show, I had a legitimate issue I wanted to talk about, and I agreed with him on a lot of different points, but there was something I wanted to bring up. It was a legitimate call. You know, I wasn't calling to troll him, but he immediately hung up on me and called me an idiot.
You're taking too long.
Hey, get him off! Get him off! Yeah, so... Yeah, you know, but he gets rid of a lot of the legitimate callers, unfortunately. When you're dealing with that many trolls, it's kind of hard to discern between
and you know what, you
the
know what
real
else
callers
I find,
and trolls.
You know what else I find overall really disturbing about his show is he only has young, like, 20-something boys calling into his show.
Well, look at the demographic.
It's a little suspect. You know what I mean? It's kind of, and he even makes fun, pokes fun out of it, at it too, in some way. In some ways, he's almost like, he's almost like a surrogate father for some of these kids. I think a lot of them, I think he has correctly profiled a lot of them when he says, like, oh, you were just raised by your mama and blah, 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 you know. You know, you didn't have a dad in your life. That's why you have. You sound like you have no testicles.
And his work is cut out for him, though, because if you go on 4chan, there's actually there's a link on there that shows you, like, the prime demographic of 4chan, and it shows, like, you know, the majority of the users are between, you know, 20 and 20-something, and there are mostly male, and, you know, they mostly make this amount of income. You know, it breaks it down really well. So, like, a lot of that work is cut out for him, but I think he's right on target most of the time, you know. But you do get a lot of legitimate callers that are just kind of cast away, unfortunately. So
yeah.
You kind of
yeah.
have to read between the lines and try to inject yourself in there, which,
I guess.
Yeah, it's probably not worth it most of the time.
Yeah, I just wish he'd get a better variety of callers, just more dynamic callers. Like, I really enjoy his message, and I love it when he plays off of people. Like, today he actually had a good one. Was it today that there's a black kid that called in? There was some black E-bombs kid or something or other. He was definitely definitely trolling him, but he's a black kid.
Mm-hmm.
And he totally, like, I think he won. I honestly think this guy won on Ghost, because he got Ghost to say fuck on the air. Ghost never says fuck on the air.
Really? I never noticed that.
Have you ever heard Ghost say fuck?
No. Like, I never noticed that until now. So
he
just
I didn't notice
that.
It until he said it today. He said it today. I could tell he was so flustered because he's like, fuck. I was like,
yeah,
dude,
I mean, usually...
You got him. I was like, Ghost is mad.
Yeah, like, he usually rants so hard that he can't really tell if he's cursing or not, because
yeah.
you know, he might as well be.
I don't know. If you listen to him enough, you know when he's just, like, doing his typical, like, oh, I'm pissed off.
You're an audiophile, though, too. So, I mean, you pick up on a lot of those things rather than...
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I have a question.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah.
Pretty much the battle of the troll. I mean, to be trolling somebody, you just get on to their show and just talk a whole bunch of shit.
Yeah,
until they get pissed off.
Yeah, you just want to get. Yeah, you want to get them pissed off, essentially.
Oh, okay.
That is supposed to provide you with lulls.
But most people, you know, most of the trolls, the lame ones, go on and they just say nigger, 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 or they just cuss them out, and it ends up being lame. Like the host will just hang up on them. But in order to, like, really troll somebody, you have to call in. It seems like you're a legitimate caller. Like, I'm going to call Vince and say, hey, yo, man, I'm from the Bay, blah, 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 and I'll get him talking about freaking hockey or something. But then I'll troll him. You know, you got to have some sort of finesse there. Otherwise, it doesn't really work out, because that's really my only chance at pissing Vince off. You know, if I can, you know, at least attempt to get into his circle. But you know, if
yeah,
I
you
just call him
and
I just
it's
cuss
like a
him out,
Trojan
you know,
horse.
Gonna, yeah, but right. but if I just call in and cuss you out, you know, you're just going to hang up on me or,
yep.
you know, chew me out. So right. it's not really an effective troll, because you're not going to get mad. You're just going to laugh.
Ooh, I got
to
try that one day.
Yeah.
Oh,
me,
you've already done it.
Really
I've heard, what
like
are you talking about, Mouse?
Mad.
I've heard you do it. I've heard you trolling on the air before. Like, you and Goofy, you guys call the, what was
the
it?
Massage
guys,
parlor places.
The massage parlor. That's trolling. That's straight up trolling right there.
Well, I mean, on other shows, like.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, you should. I do it all the time. Oh, my God, I'm such a BTR whore. I'm a BTR slut bag. You don't even know. Goofy, like, I call it a Goofy show. I call it the every show. It's ridiculous. Oh, my God, it's not even worth that. Well, maybe I'll give you a. Oh, you know, poetically spoken on BTR.
No, I've heard of them, but not.
How about the Don Nicolioni show?
You trolled her show?
Oh hell yeah, I troll her all the time. Are you kidding me? I hang out with Don Nicolioni. Oh, that's my girl.
She likes you?
Oh my God, yes. That's my girl. Hell yeah. Okay. I could do a whole show just on my calls to Don Nicolione.
Oh.
I'm trying to think of what
I gotta hear that one day.
Oh, I'll play some for you right now. Are you kidding me? Let me see. I gotta see which one I have that's good. I called her on 420. That one was, I wonder, was that one? Yeah. Is that one on here, though? I don't know if I have it on here. Hang on. Give me a second here. Give me a minute. If not, I have this other one that I can play at least. I got a lot of stuff on Ghost. I've called Ghost a lot. I've called Don Colleone a lot. You ever heard of Coco?
Mm-mm.
Chocolate Mommy or whatever her name is. She's like this black porn chick. She has a PTR show. She gets naughty, 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 naughty on the air. All right, I'm gonna play this for you. This is me calling in to Don Nicolione on 420. Check it out.
I really want to. I think I'm gonna have to call in and go to the gas station because I do want a beer and some water.
What? Why don't you go get you some
water? That's fucked up, right? Nobody drinks out the faucet anymore. You got to go fucking leave the goddamn house and go get you some fucking water and shit.
Make sure you don't get none of that. Make sure you don't get none of that. DJ Blue, that shit comes straight from the sewage.
Hey, come on in, what? And y'all welcome Vince of the Bay.
Oh, yeah. Hey, it's Vince in the Bay. Good to be back with you, Don.
Man, why you always sound like that, Vince?
Right?
Vince in the Bay.
Because I'm here to seduce you, baby. Haven't you figured that out? I want you.
Come on, man.
You were the best thing I've ever heard, ever. I can't get enough of you.
I know. I hear that a lot.
I just wanted to pop in and say hi and celebrate 420 with you here on the air. I had a great
420, time baby.
Today. I just blew on some, what was I smoking here? This was some champagne and... Canatonic, both sativa-based strains, sativa-dominant strains that are giving me a nice, good, heady high. I'm pretty psyched and ready to roll into the deep into the night here on BTR and fulfill everybody's fantasy. I want to be on after your show, Don, and I encourage you and all your guests to join me after to party on over there.
We're going to party at 8 in the morning, huh?
Yeah, 420. We're just going to keep... It's 420 all year round, as far as I'm concerned. Let's keep this magic carpet ride going, baby.
Yes, I'm so with that. Let me ask you something. When now that 420 is in your system, like, what the fuck happens? You know, why do people... Why do you do 420?
Well,
what's the point of 420?
The most recent thing that got me back into smoking weed again, because I've had an on again, off again relationship with marijuana. The thing that got me back into it recently was
what a silly Negro.
Oh Jesus! All right, let me get the gist of that one. I have another one I want to play though. I have a better one than that. Shit.
That's crazy.
I wanted that one. I have a sexy one though. I think where I like try to really like.
No, I thought she would have been cussing you out.
Oh hell no, dude. Her and I get along like, dude. We're good. We're tight. Are you kidding me? She's like, what's up, Vince in the Bay? You don't. What, you know? She's down with Vince in the Bay. No.
Well, the other day when I was waiting for your or trying to wait for your show.
Uh-huh.
Like, she has some type of topic where she talked about how, you know, there's such racism and how black people shouldn't be fooled by what the white man says because it's all a trap, blah, 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 and yes, she is racist or whatever. I mean, she was being Don Nicolione. And so there was this one, I guess he was a caller who called in often, but she knew him or whatever, and he was talking about, you know, there are some white people, you know, who try to defend black people, and she was like, you know, I don't even want to hear what the fuck you got to say. I mean, it was funny, but that's why I'm like, you know, I'm surprised that she let you talk, and she was like having a conversation with you. But I guess it depends on what kind of mood she's in.
Oh, she's always in the mood when I call in. Oh no, she usually is very, very cool to me.
Right.
There have been a couple of times I've called in and I caught her at the wrong time and she just shut me down. Yeah. Yeah. But she shuts me down in a way that's like funny and cool and not like mean, you know.
Mhm.
It's good enough to satisfy her audience because her audience, oh, they hate me. Oh my God.
Really?
It's a different level of hate. It's so funny. It's like I'm used to going into like ghost chat room and getting hate in ghost chat. That's a certain amount of hate, and it's usually like, oh, you're gay, you're blah blah, Vince the gay, blah blah, Vince is gay.
Right.
But over in Don Nicole Ioni's chat room, it's another story altogether. Vince is not gay. They don't give a shit about Vince's gender. It's all about Vince is the white man that's keeping everybody down.
Right.
I am. Oh my God! There's this one dude that wants my fucking scalp. Straight up, this guy wants me just because I'm a fucking white dude that's flirting with Don Nicole Ioni, and I love it. I just love looking at the chat when this dude's in there. His name's Huey B. You ever met this guy, Huey B?
Mm-mm. But I want to be in there. He might have been in there that night.
Dude, he's almost always in her chat room, and he hates me, dude. He's my biggest hater on BTR. And, you know, he never even comes to my show. But every time I go into her chat room, and all I do is give him love. That's the thing is, it kills them that I'm not in there, like, being a typical, that I'm not being the typical white man. Yeah, every once in a while, I'll joke in there. I'll be like, oh, yeah, you know, I'm an investment bank here, chilling out on my yacht in the middle of the bay. I got my goddesses around my arms and just checking in with you, Don Nicole Ioni. When are we going to hook up? You know, I just flirt with her. She's so hot. Oh, my God.
She is.
Oh, my God. She's so hot, and she's, like, really, really smart, way smarter than me.
Yeah.
And she's way more articulate than me and way more hip than me. And she's just, she's sexy and funny and smart. And she just doesn't, and she just tells it how it is. It's just, she's like.
You like that swagger she got.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah, dude. She's badass. Oh, my God.
Yeah, she sounds like a really strong female. That's why I like listening to her. I like Donna Coleone.
All right, here, check this out. This is another clip. This is hopefully a better one. This is, first of all, this is going to be, before we get to another Don Nicoleone clip, it's going to be me on Poetically Spoken. It's one of these late night poetry shows. Usually they're on the weekends, and it's just poets call in and they recite their poetry.
Mm-hmm.
And usually the poetry is usually pretty cool. You know, usually it's pretty good stuff, but the writers call in and they read it, and they're writers for a reason. They're really good at writing. They're not necessarily orators, you know what I mean? They can't necessarily present the copy in a way that makes it interesting. And these usually they call in and they're just really boring and monotone and drab, and they chit chat with the host for like 15 minutes, and then they do their piece, which is like 20 more minutes. Everybody's just bored to death because they don't know how to read. And it's horrible, and everybody wants to get in and read theirs and blah, blah, blah. So I called in one night, and I read this little piece. It's a short little piece, and I tried to mix things up. I didn't write this. I don't write, but whatever. This is me calling in to the poetry show. Check it out. And then after that, it's going to be me on Don Nicole. One of the first times I called out to Don Nicole Ioni. All right, check it out.
We're going to go ahead to the next caller.
That's Vincent the Bay.
Hi, Vincent.
It's Vincent the Bay. Just Vince is fine.
Vince? Okay.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hey, it's great to be here. I'm a big fan of the show.
I've been meaning to swing by for some time, and I'm glad I've got the opportunity now to be here with you ladies. You're both so lovely and talented, and I love the lineup of writers you've presented thus far. I really enjoy the content of a lot of this writing. It's very inspiring. I myself am not a writer, but I am very fond of reciting erotic poetry. And I thought I'd just swing through and share a quick little piece that I enjoy. I found this online as I was just kind of cruising around and thought of you guys and thought I'd stop in and share it with you. This piece is called Rapture by Karen Schaefer.
Okay.
This is a place for us that no one else can enter. It's a place that holds no secrets, only beauty, peace, understanding. A place that we come to thinking we are one, only to have our souls fused together for yet just a moment. And in that moment, I know you. Every pore, every pulse, every thought, every fear. And I love you more and more. I feel myself laid bare before you, and yet I feel content, joyous that you are with me, loving me in my nakedness. And that's that piece. Thank you, ladies. Appreciate it.
I like that piece.
Me too.
It's beautiful. Short to the point. I enjoy that.
I enjoyed it too. Yeah.
You have a nice voice.
It was a quickie, you know?
Sometimes quickies are great, you know?
Yeah.
For the moment.
You know,
that's what it's about.
Yeah. It's all
you
good.
You know, but thank you so much for sharing, you know?
I appreciate it,
ladies.
That's
a very nice piece.
Yeah.
You're
a pretty nice piece yourself there, sister. I really enjoy the program. Huge fan. And, I guess I'll just listen to the rest of the show in the chat. Thanks.
Okay, wonderful. Do you want to let people know where they may be able to read some of your
absolutely.
Work?
Yeah, I appreciate that. Thank you. I go by Vince in the Bay on Blog Talk Radio. I have a show. Yeah, Vince in the Bay. I do a show every night about 9 p.m. Pacific during the week. And then the weekends I do it later. Like tonight I'm doing it at 10, and so I'm doing it an hour from now. And, if your listeners want to come by, just look me up on BTR. It's blogtalkradio.com/Vince in the Bay.
Okay. Well,
all right,
thank
ladies.
You, Vince.
Toodles.
All right.
I don't know. Winning? Anyone?
Skype caller, you're on the air. What you got?
Hey, it's Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay in the building!
Hello, Don Nicolione. It's so good to be with you.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you so much. What you got for us?
I have to give you major props for shutting down your Facebook. That's awesome. You want to make sure that you delete all the content from your Facebook page before you shut it down, though, because you know that Facebook caches everything, and all you have to do is sign back into your Facebook after you've supposedly deleted it. And it will restore everything. So if you want to make a clean break,
you gotta
I would
delete
say go
everything.
In, go in, dump all your photos, dump all your blogs, defriend everybody.
I gotta defriend people.
Yeah, you gotta go in there and surgically just unplug everything.
Oh, that's why they make it hard for a nigga to get off that shit, because you
right.
got to do
will,
a whole, you
got to
pack up and move. You literally got to get boxes of damn U-Haul truck and shit and tape,
right.
newspaper. Damn, Vince, that's a whole lot of, that's like really fucking moving and packing
yeah.
up.
Yeah.
I'll never do that shit again. I swear to God, I'll never join another. See, I never joined Black Planet, MySpace, or none of that other stupid shit. You know, they making it really complicated for a nigga to get out the Matrix. No, I'm getting out that mug.
More power to you, Don. I love Twitter. I'm a Twitter fucking freak. But I know it's not.
Vince, you know
not
there's no cussing on my
tea.
Show.
I'm sorry? Oh, my
There's
bad.
No cussing on my show.
Oh, my bad.
Análisis de forma de vida completado. La especie es destructiva, invasora, nociva, peligrosa para la integridad del todo.
El Hombre.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay.
Some fruity-ass little fruit bowl named Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
The Gay Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Represent in the Bay.
Yahoo.
Cactus.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. Winning? Anyone?
I don't get down like that.
Vince is a slob troll.
That's right.
We're on the network.
Fuck you, Vince!
Penis, 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 penis.
Sense, sense, sense.
Thank you, very nice.
Losers winning. Bye-bye.
I don't get down like that.
Yeah, baby.
Weird. Where's one
on? I'm a troll and a liar.
We're on the network.
Run away! Run away! Run away!
Call in now, biatches, 347-826-7667. And now your host, Vince in the Bay.
Hey, it's Vince in the Bay. We're getting close to winding things down here in a second, but I'm back here with you live on Blog Talk Radio. Kishu's off tonight. Filling in for her tonight is Mouse. Mouse has been holding it down all night with me. We got freaky earlier. If you missed that, well, you missed the fucking show. This is basically the after party, and you can get down with us. The number 347-826-7667. I'm going to bring on another caller here. This might be Dick Burns coming back. I don't know. We got a 111. You're on the air.
Hi. It's Tasha.
Oh, that's Tasha. Oh, my God. It's not Dick. It's Tosh. Wow. It's, oh, my God. It's a whole load, a whole nother level of sexiness we've just achieved.
Hi,
here
Tasha.
On Blog Talk Radio.
Whatever. Hey, baby. I missed you, girl.
I miss you too. Oh, my gosh. It's been such a long time.
I'm so happy to see you on here.
I'm all cheesing.
And hi, Vin. I missed you too.
Oh, hi there. Hey, Miss Tasha. I'm so, oh, my God. I'm thrilled to have you on the show, baby. It's really great to see you.
Thank you.
And what do we owe such pleasure to?
I don't know.
I take it you and Mouse go way back, apparently, right? You guys.
Yeah.
Me and Mouse go way back.
Yeah, way back. We even won an award together, Goofy Show. Or was it SETI? It was one of their shows.
What was the award?
I think it was SETI, SETI Show. Yeah.
We had the sexiest lips.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? If I could see those two lips pressed against, those two pairs of lips pressed up against together with my shaft in between, that would be.
Oh, my God.
That would be amazing.
I don't think you would last to even realize it's happening.
Oh, man. I just came right now. I'm sorry.
Case in point.
I just shot a load of my pants. It's Free Ball Friday. It's Free Ball Friday. What can I do?
Be able to handle.
No, Vince wouldn't be able to handle me and you. You're up on him.
Oh, my God. I can't handle just thinking about it. And all and you two are in the chat room right next to Nadia Face too. She's a hottie also. All I need is Nadia to call in, and this we'll be good to go. And I love how all three of you are on top of each other in the chat room. So hot.
Oh, Tosh, I missed your accent.
I missed your accent. You're the one with the accent, not me.
So do you still have your own show, Tasha?
I do, but I don't actually go on there, no. I'd rather just call in and just you know, bomb everyone else's show.
Right.
I don't have the time to do my own shows, darling. I'm too busy with work and stuff. Yeah, but when I get the timeline.
You just got back from vacation. Last time I talked to you, you were on vacation.
Yes. I actually just got back from, I did. It was amazing. I went to Brisbane and then came home, and like 12 hours later, I was on my way to Malaysia, and I stayed in Malaysia for a week. I just got back a couple of days ago. It was amazing.
Oh, neat.
First thing I ever did. Yeah.
You do a lot of traveling?
Compliments of my job.
Oh.
I do. I do a lot of traveling, like on my own, you know, personal traveling. But yeah, a lot of it's through work.
Well, you got to come out to the bay. You got to come out to the bay that my calendar's open.
I will. You know I'm going to come back there. You know I'm coming to see you, Vince.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not even fly mouse over.
Good
you still time. Haven't came to see me, not and moved all the way to Florida. I don't live in Texas anymore.
Oh, you're not in Texas?
No, but I'm thinking about going back, though. I miss Texas.
Oh. Really?
Yeah, that way I can be closer to Vince.
Well, wherever you are, I'll have to come over and see you as well.
I'll just charter my Learjet and I'll pick up all you ladies and we'll travel the globe. I'll pick up you. I'll pick up Kishu. I'll pick up Nadia. I'll pick up Stabby McHubs. I'll pick up Dick Burns and the whole rest of the. Goofy Bone, all these people are all. We'll just tour the globe and party and do Blog Talk radio shows from my private jet.
Yeah, man. I think we should all meet on the West Coast somewhere.
On the West Coast?
Vegas.
Yeah.
Vegas. We should all meet in Vegas.
Vegas?
That's what Goofy had did.
Yeah.
Although
Vegas is kind of played out, though, in some ways. I don't know, L.A.,
I plan on
Vancouver. No, it's a, but Goofy wouldn't be able to get out of the country.
He'll find a way. They always do.
Yeah, except for the ones that can't speak Spanish.
They probably wouldn't take
Nadia,
Goofy seriously.
Nadia can speak Spanish. Nadia, you should call in and speak Spanish for us. Well, I really appreciate the love tonight, ladies. This has been quite a pleasurable Free Ball Friday, if you know what I'm saying.
Who are you telling? I'm so happy I got to meet back up with Tasha. I always said she was my sister on the other side of the world.
Yeah. Absolutely. But I have missed you.
So what's up, Vince? Are
you
sweating over
much.
There?
I'm just pulling my pants back up and buckling my belt here. Just get ready to wind up the show here. You've tired me out here, Mouse. I didn't realize that you're gonna have your way with me like that on the show, and then out of nowhere, just when I'm like kind of like almost ready to pass out, out of nowhere, Miss Tasha comes out of nowhere and just brings the sexiness to a whole nother stratosphere. I don't know what to do with myself. I got a boner the size of Texas right now.
Because we do it big in Texas.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Vince.
Oh, Mouse. And Tasha. Should we get freaky again with Tasha this time?
Sure. Tasha has a sexy voice, so let's go ahead.
Oh, my God, yeah. We could just, just let her talk. Oh.
You two are crazy. Shut up. Crazy.
Oh, yeah. Let's get freaky with Miss Tasha.
I think Vince likes people in control, Tasha, so go ahead and tell him to shut up again.
Yeah, talk.
Oh, yeah, he sure does.
Dominate.
You need to spank me, Tasha. Tell me what to do.
Oh, honey. Really? I don't know if you could handle all that.
I can't, but I want you to try. I want to try, though. I can't. I won't last more than a minute, but I want to try, though. It'll be the best minute of my life, though.
And that's all that matters, right?
Yes. Any red-blooded American? Oh hell, any red-blooded fucking human being who would not instantly have an erection if they had hell, even if you don't even have a penis, your clitoral muscles should get aroused just to looking at the face of Miss Tasha. My God, look at those DSLs! Wow. I mean, it's on her BTR profile. Look at those things. Ooh, yeah. How am I not following her? Are you kidding me? I'm not following you? This is ridiculous. Oh, wow. Miss Tasha XXX.
What?
You still doing Twitter? Oh, you've still got me blocked on Twitter.
No, darling.
Do you even do Twitter anymore?
Yeah, I know. I don't use it.
Oh, okay. All right, well, fuck you.
I don't use it. No.
So you just use Facebook?
Sorry. Sometimes.
Yeah.
When I'm on there. I'm hardly ever online anymore, honestly.
I see that.
I'm just too busy.
Yeah, see that. I've seen that you made like a couple of comments when you was like going on trips and that was it.
Yeah.
Trips are fun. I love trips. I want to go to Australia one of these.
That sounded so corny, Vince.
Did you end up going to Malaysia?
I did not end up going to Malaysia.
Did you end up going to Malaysia?
No, that didn't work out for me. One of these days, though. One of these days, I'm gonna rendezvous with you in Australia.
I know. I want to go to Australia too, so bad.
That's where we should all go to. Is we should all do a BTR. On location broadcast from Australia and have. Oh,
do
we
you
should.
Know what?
Have,
that would be what? Freaking amazing.
Yeah, I can hook up with my friend Simone, who's been on my show before. He's a drummer. He's out of the Bay Area, but he's a working drummer in Sydney, Australia now, I think it is. And I'm going to hook up with him and you and maybe even that John Brand piece of garbage that stalks Debbie Daly. I think he's in Australia. He'd be a cool character to hang out with.
What about that one guy called into?
What's that?
That one guy whose show you called into. I think his name was Balls.
Oh, Balls Radio? Oh, yeah, Balls Radio, for sure. We got to call those guys. Definitely. And hook up with them. That'd be so epic if we could be live in studio with Phil Dobie and Balls Radio. Oh, that would be, as the kids say on the internet, that would be win.
That would be who?
Win.
Who says that?
Oh, I don't know. The grand warlock himself, Chuck?
No.
Winning.
Never heard that.
I don't know. Winning? Anyone? Deal with it. Oh, wait. Can't process it. Losers. Winning. Bye-bye.
Anyways, so it's official. We're going to Australia. I'm going to find me in Australia.
That's right.
Hey, come to
Australia. That's right.
Seriously.
I'm going to find you. You have to find me a man down there.
Come stay with me.
Huh?
Oh, honey, as long as you bring some over for me, I'm happy.
I'm bringing Vince.
Yeah, what do you think I'm coming for?
Well, look, honestly, if you guys come here, you can all stay with me because I've got enough room in my house. I've got, like, 3 bedrooms, and they've both got, like, big beds in them, or all of them, all 3 rooms have big beds in them. Vince, you can share with me.
Oh, yeah.
That's the house that you was getting built, right, when around the time me and you first met on BTR?
It wasn't getting built. It was renovating, yeah.
Okay, getting renovated. Right.
Yeah.
Oh, honey.
Yeah. Someone moved in and everything's all good and I love my house and it's, you know, big enough.
I know you were so excited about it.
To come and visit and stay, huh?
I said you were so excited about it when that was happening.
Yeah. It's awesome. I love my house. But I'm a little bit confused on what to do, right? Because I've just bought this house. I've just bought a new car. But I've got a really, really great job offer in Brisbane. And it's like, Brisbane's even closer to you guys, so that'll be awesome and so much cheaper. But, like, I just don't know what to do. Do I just get up and leave everything and go over there for this awesome opportunity, or do I just stay here and...
What is, no,
you know,
what's your gut...
What's, house in my car.
What's your gut feeling tell you?
I really want to go to Brisbane. I don't know.
Go to Brisbane.
I don't know.
Where is that at?
Yeah. Brisbane's on the east coast, above Sydney.
Oh, okay.
I'm all the way on the west coast. Like, I'm 5 hours away by plane.
Oh.
So it's like I'm where LA is, Brisbane's where New York is, kind of thing. Yeah. That's
okay.
The way you see it.
Where is that one area Darwin at?
Darwin is
yeah.
at the top of Australia. It's like right at the top of Australia. It's beautiful up there. I used to live there.
Really? It's beautiful. I said I always want to go to Darwin, Australia, because my baby daddy's name is Darwin. And when I go to the city, I want to stomp on it. So at least I feel like I conquered something, you know, that he has in common with. It's a bitter baby mama thing. But... Yeah.
That one's really nice. It's very tropical up there and very, very warm. It's a lot like Florida weather.
Ew, so it's humid.
Very tropical.
Icky. That's bad for black people's hair.
Very humid. Yeah.
I look like a cotton ball.
And Brisbane's very humid as well, whereas Perth, we don't get humidity. We just get the dry heat.
It doesn't matter where you go, as long as you're in Australia.
Really? I'll swap. Seriously. I will swap. I will do half swap with anybody. Anybody that's listening that wants to come to Australia, you can live in my house. I'll come and live in your house. And I'm
deal.
Serious.
Deal. You're on, sister. Cool. Let's do it. Bring it on. Let's do it. I'm down.
I'm serious. Preferably the West Coast.
Yeah, that's where I'm at.
That counts me out.
Well, when she comes and stays, well, Mouse, when she comes and stays with me, you can come out and stay with me, too.
Are you going to violate me?
Violently.
Okay. We have a deal.
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm talking about, kids. Oh, yeah. Wow, man, we're almost done with the show. We got about 6 minutes to go here. I know. What's that? You haven't come? You didn't come yet? Well, we can get you off real quick before the show starts.
Oh, you're crazy.
Gotta love them.
Shouts out to the chit chatters who've stuck it out through the bitter end here. Almighty Sports Show, ATM Be Cool, Dick Burns, Dr. Memory, Latrice Talk Show, Miss Tasha, Nadia Face, Red Medicine, and Stabby McHugs. Again, congratulations, Stabby McHugs. You never told me where you're from, so I couldn't get you a prize.
They said Reno, Nevada.
Oh, Reno, Nevada? Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, cool. All right, let me figure out his prize real quick. Hang on. Let me put some prize-finding music on, and you ladies make sweet love to each other on the air while I figure out what he won, or he, she won, okay?
Okay. That's Price Finding Music. It's like elevator music. Anyways, Tasha.
Yeah, baby.
Are you going to be able to join Goofy's show at some point?
Is he having a show?
You said, is he?
Is he tonight?
No, he's already had it. Well, on my time, he comes on at 10.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, definitely. Just to say hi. I wonder if he's
going
to flip when he finds out I cheated on him with Vince.
Oh. I want to be there for that show.
That will probably be tomorrow night, I would hope. I'm going to make sure to listen as a guest, not log in as my regular name.
Yeah, I'm going to have to tell him.
I want to hear Goofy rage. That would be cool. All right, so for Stabby McHugs, shouts out. Stabby McHugs, you win your prize tonight. Free dance lessons. That's right. If you're in Reno, Nevada, that's what you said, Reno, Nevada, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, free dance lessons down at the Gemini Ballroom. That's right, free dance lessons to all locals available in the Reno Sparks area. Call in today and tell them that Marizuka sent you, and your first lesson is free as long as you schedule it at least 24 hours in advance. And no previous dance experience is required. Give them a call down there at 775-323-2623. And here's the link for you, Stabby McHugs. Congratulations. You are the winner of the Chit Chatter Name of the Evening. Thanks for participating. All right, before we get out of here, Mouse, is there anything you want to share in closing?
I enjoyed being on your show. I'm so happy that I was able to stay awake this time. Thanks to McDonald's Frappe.
I'm proud of you, sister. You did a great job. You were a fantastic co-host. I'm so glad you came through.
Really?
I lucked out. I had no idea. Kishu never called in. I talked to her earlier. Last time I talked to her, she was getting a cheeseburger, and that was the last I heard from her. She never called into my show. You took over and filled in for her just nicely. I hope we can do it again sometime.
Aww. Trust me, it was my pleasure.
Yeah. Alrighty. And Miss Tasha, thank you as well.
Oh, well, thank you. I was just going to say thank you for having me on the show. It's always a pleasure, Vince. And it was awesome hearing from you again, Mouse.
I feel the same.
A beautiful girl.
All right.
And I'll definitely check into Goofy's show tomorrow if I'm awake. What time is it going to be on?
If he even has a show tomorrow, tomorrow's Saturday.
Saturday.
Yeah, who knows? He does random shows on Saturday. But
I'll be on for sure Monday, so I might bring it to him then. Vince, you can't tell him.
Okay. I'll play dumb until then.
Okay.
Perfect.
I'll be at work, so I'll have to listen to the archives, but send him my love.
I will.
All right. Thanks a lot, ladies. I appreciate it. Good night, Miss Tasha. Good night, Mouse. I love you both.
Night, both of y'all. Smooches.
All right, ladies. Thank you so much for tuning in, everybody. I appreciate it. It's Vince in the Bay signing off. Another successful night of tomfoolery here on Blog Talk Radio. In the meantime, I won't be on again until Monday for sure. I'll probably be on tomorrow night, but whatever. It's Vince in the Bay. Getting the fuck out of here. Peace out. It's been a lot of fun. Check me on Twitter, twitter.com/Vince in the Bay. twitter.com/Vince in the Bay. In the meantime, think locally and fuck globally. Peace.
That's all what I'll ask. Think law, college. And follow my best. Fuck law, fuck lit.
Thank you very nice.